Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, running with the devil. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Maria... Your voice just makes Fridays perfect. Oh, have a great Friday, all you very, very nice people out there. How you feeling, Vinny? Are we going in car-free into the weekend here?
That would be
awesome.
Negative. No, negative, Bob. But it's fine. Weekend, going to lay low, going to try and knock this thing down at least a little bit.
Yeah.
People are writing in and saying... You have the 100-day cough. I'm like,
no, that's
that better not be true. But even if it just calms down a little, like to a semi-controllable rate, I'd be happier. Anyway, and now it looks like Christina's got it.
Oh, great. The 100-day cough.
Yeah, which is weird because I actually have gone out of my way to not pass it on because my mom was here. She just left yesterday. But... You know, I can only do so much besides live in the backyard or literally leave to the beach pad, but which I would do. But, you know, then what? You know me, Sarah.
Yeah.
Everyone will immediately go, oh, yeah, such a hardship for you to be alone over there, huh?
I know. Yeah.
What a sacrifice for you.
Right.
No one takes that seriously. Suddenly I'm the scumbag hiding at the beach, so I can't win.
Yep.
She snorts because she knows it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely true. I feel, you know, like I understand you, you know, as much as a person can wrap their head around what somebody else thinks. And I mean, I've just known you a really long time. And
yes, you have.
And I know that sometimes what you think is like helpful to other people, like I'll just leave, is just not the answer.
It
just leaves wreckage behind you. And
where's my bell?
Yeah.
ding, 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 ding. I think I'm being considerate, but I do often find that there's another, if you turn that at a different angle, there's
just
another.
Even just slightly. It's just like a one tiny click over. And I believe you. I think that you are trying to make things easier for everyone. I think you know that you're a difficult person. Everyone has their things that make them difficult.
Oh, how dare you, Sarah.
I'm very daring. I'm not even, everybody's difficult. Everybody has their thing and everybody has their way of trying to make what's difficult about them work for other people. And Vinny just hasn't got it yet. He hasn't figured it out.
Well, the joys of marriage, I mean, it's a lose-lose. If he leaves, you know, he's leaving his family behind. If he stays, now Christina's sick.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right. There's no winning. Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, yesterday we were doing this commercial, and that's when I realized, oh, she's...
Oh, you
so
and
we're
the
both
wife were... Right.
Coughing our way through these little spots, this little spot we're trying to do. And I love the company, and... It's California Closets, and we're getting our closets organized, and we're super pumped for it. But and we're doing this spot happily, but we're, you know, she starts coughing or the kid walks in. I'm like, this is going to be 700 takes before we're done with a 30-second commercial. It was ridiculous, but we did get it done, and I'm really excited to get the, I mean, kids' rooms. They're a nightmare.
Right.
So we're getting...
Yes, the organizational challenges in the kids' room. So how many closets are you getting done?
We're doing three closets, and the kids' rooms... This, listen to this. We're in the middle of this commercial.
Okay, tell me everything. Yeah, this is... Right.
We're in the middle of this commercial, and she sat down with them to do the planning and design.
This is your wife. She's figuring out how California Closets is going to do
this. Is going to design these closets and what things are needed and all that. And
yes.
You know, I've been around her long enough to know that I will go, I like that. And she'll go, okay. And then that doesn't happen. So I've realized, like, why do I bother? She's going to do what she wants, and I'm fine with it. I'm not even bothered by that.
Even if she asks you, which one of these do you like? Whatever one you pick, she's going with the other one.
Right. So we're sitting there doing this commercial, and we're riffing. We're just trying to make it sound.
Sure, have fun. You know,
right.
And,
and she goes, I designed the closets to in a way that will work with them as they age. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, now we're not in the commercial anymore. And she goes, what do you mean, what does that mean? And I go, well, I mean, what are you talking about, bra hooks? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, these are little kids. We don't need bra hooks in their closets yet. And she goes, you don't hang bras, dummy. What are you, what? And I'm like, oh. Well, what do you mean you're going to, they're going to, and she's like, I wanted them, as they get older, to still find this space useful. So, no, there's no... You know, there's no room, like dollhouses in there.
Yeah.
It's for their clothes and it's for organ, you know, and I was like,
right.
I can't, I guess what I'm getting at is it's really hard for me to get my head around this aging process for my my little girls. And they're now like, one of them's almost a teen, acts like a teen, isn't, but is definitely leaning that way.
It does go fast. You know, she's not wrong. What works for full length hanging for a 10-year-old is you know, basically a skirt. So you just have to make it a closet that somebody with full size clothes could use. And
I see. There's not like a tampon spot in there or anything. So
you know what? I don't know what Christina has planned. Maybe there is a tampon spot.
I don't know
there.
Either.
Like a special place to keep pads
what
and tampons.
Do you mean grown up girls. What are you? What's the?
I don't know. Like
there's
shoe
a
racks.
Section for the maternity clothing too.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they'll probably still be living at your house when they have kids.
Well, that's she's been planning on that all her life.
You're next, buddy.
I know I am, and I'm going to dread that as well.
You know how, Anita is a major fashionista, and when you were doing the California Closets ads, you did a major closet overhaul, and it's...
That was all her, though. That was just for Anita.
Right, that's how this works. Christina's designing, Anita's designing.
Oh, exactly. She did her closet, though, not the kids' closets.
No.
That's correct.
But like
just her,
major
all her stuff.
Upscale.
Right. Not for the kids, because she's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
got it.
She does.
She didn't even think about the kids. That's the funny part.
Did she do like dust covers and stuff on the... Because I know she's got like a purse collection and...
Oh, she got garbage bags and stuff for her whatever clothes. I don't really look at her stuff, to be honest. It's a lot of stuff.
So now that closet's in, and it is a walk-in, like, humongous closet, like, do you go in there ever and see what's doing?
Yeah, I'll pass through there to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. But other than that, there's a rocking chair in there. Sometimes I'll sit in that, you know.
Wow.
Oh, rocking chairs roll.
Yeah, and hold Kaya, the crazy one. And what's cool is I designed, well, she came with the idea. She designed this cabinet to open up to the safe that she has for her.
Bra and tampon safe.
Yeah.
To make sure that no
is
one
that
can
what
get
they have? I don't know. I'm really behind on all the things needed.
She actually wanted to.
Go ahead.
She wanted to do some sort of like hidden door behind the wall. And I'm like, come on, that's too much, because it would have cut into my closet that's on the other side of the wall. Like, I'm down for that, but you're going to, this is, it's the closet that I'm in right now, the studio closet, you know? So I was like, no, you're not taking up my space.
You give up a foot of that. I mean,
I'm not going to get out, because she wanted to put the safe in there and then have it completely hidden. So you open up the closet, then there's stuff there.
That's kind of smart. I mean,
it is smart, but I'm like, you're getting a whole room to yourself for a closet and you want to take up more of my space.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. Wait, is there a question?
I'm familiar with that. Right. Yeah. Right. You seem to understand. What's the problem?
Yeah. The yeah and is me saying now. Now.
One of the things she said she added to the closet design was a space for like little accessory jewelry things.
You know what? I was going to ask you about that. Like, do they do little felt line jewelry drawers and stuff like that? So that's
I went straight for bra hangers, but that's because I've walked in there to make that girl's bed and found 5 bras hiding under her pillow. So I'm traumatized with the bra thing. And they go in their mom's closet, the two of them now, and they shut the door and it's quiet up there. And you're like, all right, well, I guess, you know, what can happen? What can happen is they're in all mom's clothes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Does mom get mad, or is she cool?
No, because quiet is nice. So in reality, there's a moment where you're like, it's not screens. There's nothing that can hurt them up there.
And they're playing together, which is always
they're together.
Awesome.
Right. And they're figuring things out. Right. Like Edie goes, I don't fit in mom's bras. So Isla wears mom's bras, and then I wear Isla's bras. And I'm like, oh God, she's 5 and she's trying to squeeze into bras already. And then she goes, Isla wore the one with no straps, the strapless ones. Those fall down a lot. Did you know that? And I'm like, oh, boy.
It's just fascinating to me. Like, I never had to raise any of these things. This is not...
any of these things.
None of this stuff came up. It's just very... it's just fun. It's fun to live vicariously.
Nona says that every now and then.
Oh, you know, because she raised 3 boys, right?
I wouldn't have made it with the costume changes and all.
Oh, yeah. It seems like a lot. I watch my girlfriends and I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, oh man, my kids were so. I was just like, put something on, and they would, and then that would be it. For the whole
I don't know
day.
Any different though, and you know what? I really, really, really am into these kids. So.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Hopefully they're putting those clothes away, though. That's the hard part.
Like, no, they don't.
Coming back to a huge pile of...
Yeah. Your clean clothes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't had to deal with any of that clothing outfit changes stuff. It's more like...
Cam is Spider-Man. I mean...
Yeah, she's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's great, too. It's right down my alley.
I wanted to ask you, too. I know that you're... youngest, Kriya, was gone for at least 2 weeks on a cruise with
15 days. Oh, I told you, God. They came back, dropped her off, and...
on another cruise.
Yeah, they went and did some errands and had to return the evening to take off again. Set sail with Derek this time. Derek
that
and Joyce.
Crazy.
So we hopped on FaceTime the other day for Derek's birthday, my older son, and sang happy birthday.
How old is he now?
24.
Oh, boy.
I know. That's crazy.
Crazy. So how is Kriya, like, where's the all-I-can-eat shrimp? Is she happy to be home?
You know,
where's the grandma?
She's happy to be home. I think that I've realized now, like my mom's always been saying, you know, every time she cries, put something in her mouth. And so that seems to work. It's
it works, but is that really what you should do?
She eats everything. Oh. Like, you know, she's very different from Cameron. Cameron was this little angel that never cried and was easy to take places. Kriya is not that. Kriya will cry the whole way from here to San Jose, you know, the whole time. Whereas Cameron would fall asleep in the car. Like, you know, so Cameron doesn't like to eat greens. She never has. And so now I'm like forcing her to eat some greens. Kriya eats everything. Give her anything, she'll eat it. And I love that. I mean, whether it's sweets or well, vegetables.
You're a food guy. I mean, that's, you know.
I'm a food guy, but I want them to eat healthy and so Cry right? eats healthy foods. And Cameron didn't even like chocolate or candy. She had to learn to like it, which I didn't force it on her. She just likes the way it looks because her friends are eating it. Oh, I want some of that. And she'll have it and go, yuck. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, whatever, who cares?
Well, she likes french fries, so you can always figure that.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly.
Kids do grow up with maybe, they're built on three things.
Yeah,
exactly. Like chicken nuggets, french fries, and ketchup.
And bologna. Right.
And bologna, right, white bread with the crust cut up. No crust!
I'm glad your parents are having fun, but I could not. I couldn't.
No.
When we were talking to Matt, by the way, a lot of people wrote in and loved Matt Nathanson yesterday.
Oh, he's so great. Show. So easy, so fun. Mm-hmm. Matt Nathanson.
Awesome segment with Matt. You should really consider having musicians in more often. Well,
you know, that's, yes.
What's on offer is what we get
into.
Yeah,
we take what's on offer. Exactly.
But he had a moment where he was discussing, he's flying back from London and this opportunity to go make some art with a guy in New York comes up and he just reroutes his plane. And I was, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm so like, I don't know what the term, rigid, whatever. I'd be like, well, I have to go home and then I'll come back.
Because that's the plan.
Yeah. What do you mean reroute? I can't do that. I'm going home. Well, reroute your, no, I have to go. Why? Because that's the plan. Because that's what I do. I'm going to go home, unpack, I'll repack. And then it just doesn't even.
I need to complete the plan.
I couldn't even get my head around. Right. He just goes, yeah, I'll go to from London to New York without any, you know, what?
Yes.
Don't you need your magic pencil or something like of yours? Like, what do you, don't you need to be in your shower for a minute to reset?
Right.
Nope.
I'm not quite as rigid as you, but I definitely have like this anxiety about changing flights. It's like, well, what does that mean? How does that work? And you know, where John is just like, hey, I decided we're going to blah, blah, blah. And has completely changed the entire itinerary. I'm like, okay, well, just hold my hand and drag me where we're going.
Right. Thank God someone knows what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you know when I need to be home, so that'll be fine, I guess.
I did think, just as we brought him up, that he was great yesterday. So
yes, absolutely. Just really such fun. A fun time. And John was saying he was on his way to golf. What fun. He had played. You know where he played? At Lincoln Park in the city.
Oh, I love that. That's right by where I used to live. I love that place.
He was talking about how, I guess that, you know, because it's sort of a public course and kind of a municipal thing, he's like, this is the time of year to play because they don't water it. Like, they'll let it die because that's, you know, it's a city-funded thing. And he's like, this is the time of year. He's like, it's the greenest I've ever seen it, and it's gorgeous. And he was sending me just pictures of, like, from everywhere. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge or all the way to downtown.
No, that is one of the, it is a little nugget. I used to go there when I lived in OB.
So he was listening to the show, and he was like, God, Matt is just such a good interview. Like, he sounded great and was just, you know, all the reviews are in, and people are like, yes, that Matt Nathanson, he's a keeper.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that guy's fun.
I think, John, that's the point, is some interviews are great and fun and easy and play along and go for it and are into it and understand why they're there to promote whatever it is they're doing. Others are like, and you're just going, that's not an answer. And I don't know what you're doing here if you don't want to be involved.
Right.
They made me. Well, okay, go then. Get out.
Then
we
go.
Don't need
we're
you.
We're not going to make you.
Right.
It is funny because promotion is a machine, and it is an obligation that a lot of actors and musicians and book people who write books and I think they're called authors. You know, people need to get out there and promote, and they've got someone who's scheduled all this stuff, and they, you know, and they're also humans, and they get cranky, and there are people who bring it every single time, and then there are people who are like, I don't want to be here, and I don't care who knows that.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Yeah, it can be, that's for sure.
Hey, one last thing as we get started. Let's all try to send this guy, Dave, a little positive energy.
Oh, here we
go. I understand when your relationship is rocky, how it can be so distracting and such a drag. And 650 says, Dear Sarah and Vinny, my name is Dave, and I'm going through some extremely difficult times in my marriage. I'm sad every day, all day.
Aww.
And you guys get me through the morning. Thank you so much. Dave, I really hope what's supposed to happen happens sooner than later, whatever that is.
Whether everything is magically fixed or you end things.
Or you get on down the road and read. Because honestly, we talk about mental health. That can be the most, because you actually care. You know, I mean, I guess we all care about our jobs and the financial. But when you are in love with someone and have built a life with them and then things are yucky, it really is a drag.
It's just the toughest thing. It's true.
So go, Dave. I hope it gets better soon.
Yeah.
Whatever's supposed to happen. And we'll all, hopefully everybody, send Dave some good energy and something good will happen for him.
Yeah. Something will work itself out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go, Dave. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. It's Friday. We'll be right back.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.